Y'all ever seen a nigga wear designer head to toe, but some way, somehow, this nigga still look dirty as shit? Like, my nigga, come on, man. $1,000 on the outfit, nigga. All you had to do was wash your ass. Get a head cut or something. Damn, nigga. Y'all be so quick to throw on designer clothes. Y'all be looking at the shoes, the pants. Ooh, that shirt. Ooh, with the hat. Y'all forget that y'all gotta take a fucking shower, bitch. Did you forget the most important part, bitch? What the fuck? Y'all get out that mindset, bro. Niggas be like, man, I don't need no haircut. I don't need none of that, nigga. Look at my shoes, nigga. My shoes, $1,200. I don't need nothing else. Yeah, okay. We can smell your funky ass from all the way over here, bitch.
Good evening, motherfuckers and motherfuckers. This your boy, Young Dolomite, from the Too Much Game podcast. On here with my nigga, my motherfucking man. The most electrifying motherfucking podcast, and King Germ from Frocash. Y'all get a bar of that good shit.
Yo, it's your homie Big Smash, man. Bat the House podcast. Y'all already know what it is. Cooling it out with my people, Frocash podcast, man. You know, we say crazy stuff, man, but we rock together. So y'all know what it is, man. Get in tune.
Another one that I picked up late in 2018, which is downright hilarious, is the Frocast, nappyafro.com, the Frocast podcast.
Hey, what up? It's Killer Mike checking in to nappyafro.com. Make sure you keep it 100. One sound rap game, bang, bang, bang. One of the jewels on food, and I'm gone. Yeah.
Nappyafro.com.
You're now tuned into the highest rated podcast on the Nappy Afro Network. This is the Frocast. I'm your host, King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champion, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucking podcast of the day, a.k.a. the next door neighbor of Danny Tanner, a.k.a. LeBron Flames, a.k.a. the King of the Lames, a.k.a. the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, a.k.a. Germ Cena, a.k.a. Pod Strickland, a.k.a. Fat Sajak, a.k.a. the Brooks Bandit, a.k.a. Mr. Sensible Shoes, a.k.a. Bill Goldberg in the bedroom, a.k.a. Smoking Germ Frazier, a.k.a. the best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be, a.k.a. Bread DiBiase, a.k.a. Rowdy Potty Piper, a.k.a. Colonel Slander, a.k.a. you can't fit this hustle inside of a rapper. And my last a.k.a. Ravishing Rick Rude. Now cut the music. What I like to have right now is for all you vacationing, fitting to take a break, fitting to end the season as podcasters to keep the noise down while I take my robe off and show y'all what a real podcast sounds like. Now hit the music. Now joined by my lovely co-host, the elegant, the daunting, the always be shopping, the problematic yet well-spoken, Queen Germ. Say what's up to the people.
What's up, people? It's your girl, Queen Germ, a.k.a. Miss Savannah, a.k.a. I'm educated yet ignorant, a.k.a. the queen of QVC, a.k.a. bipolar mom, a.k.a. I hear no one, a.k.a. $3 is $3. A.K.A. My cups runneth over. A.K.A. A lot of crass with a dab of class. A.K.A. My afro is my halo. And my favorite A.K.A. of them all, your grade is your motherfucking grade. And I'm in the building.
Queen Germ's in the building, everybody. Like always, don't forget to rate, subscribe, download the Frocast on any podcast reader out there. We on them all. So anyone you pick, we out there on it. Don't forget, we also have a voicemail. You can call in at 347-201-2572. Call the voicemail, leave a message. We'll play it on the show. We also have a Patreon. We can join for as little as a dollar and get behind-the-scenes exclusive content. And get shout out on the show like our latest Patreon, T-Pretail, or is it TP Retail? I don't know. I guess it's TP Retail. So shout out to him. Appreciate you becoming a
How you know it's
him or her. So shout out to them.
Oh, okay.
For becoming a patron. You know, you could be just like them, get shouted out, you know, once you join. And if option A, B, or C didn't tickle your fancy, there is option D. And what's that? That's retweet it, reblog it, add it to your story, tag us in said story, we'll shout you out, like Shorty, Ruler Myself, Corey Dos Equis. Who else retweeted it? Doggone, Cool Out Corner, Uncle Dolomite, who else was it? Mind Triggers Podcast. Everybody, man, thank y'all for showing us love, man. We appreciate that because sharing is caring. And, you know, and it also tricks the algorithm. Well, Queen Germ, all the panders out the way. I got to know, how was your week?
Week was pretty good. Oh, excuse me. A little turbulence, but I think I weathered the storm. Some foolery at the job, but you know, of course, I'm taking the high road these days. I ain't really trying to get caught up in the bullshit no more.
Please don't.
I mean, it ain't like I could lose my job, but...
I mean, it ain't about that. It's just, you know...
I'm just saying. I just don't care as much no more. Like, or I care, but I don't care. So it's like, some stuff that be brought to me, I just... People know I'm not the person no more, so...
Not what person?
The person to bring me bullshit so that I can do the shit that you don't really want to do, and it's not my job to do it, so...
Okay.
I just,
You like that newness in Wharf. Yeah. Like, I just do it here. I come here and do my job.
And, I mean, it's just a reality that people will use you if you allow them to use you, so...
Your eagerness.
You
They see the eager beaver.
Yeah. Or the fact that I really care. And so you tell me to do certain stuff. Oh, well, so-and-so-and-so, he listens to you. Go tell him to do this or tell him to stop doing that. But that ain't my motherfucking job. And you realize that he could file a claim against both of us because due to the, you know what I'm saying, the chart of who is... his supervisor, he don't report to me, so if I'm over here and the person decides they want to be mad today, now they got a claim out here saying that we ain't following protocol because he's getting orders from somebody who ain't his supervisor. So, yeah. You know, it's just, it's craziness, but it didn't have nothing to do with that person. But some things I had to turn in, documents and stuff, I was getting... some additional requests to come up with some stuff in a short period of time. But I was just like, you know, I ain't going to sweat. I ain't going to fold under pressure. So I'm going to do what I got to do, and I got it done. So it was all good. That's Get some dope. Motherfucking water, nigga. That's what you're doing on the show.
Hey, listen,
coughing
I'm sorry.
And shit.
B-Eazy going to edit all that out. See, that's the magic. That we got the dopest producer in the game. Shout out to B-Eazy, man.
Okay, shout out.
You know what I'm saying? He may make your boy sound, you know what I'm saying, magical every week. You know what I mean? So, you know, I ain't worried about it. He do what he can. As long as you ain't doing too much talking behind the cough, we can take care of that.
So, I guess.
So, if I'm coughing, you just got to stop talking. If you're talking.
You just got to stop fucking coughing. Because that ain't what this is. This ain't the coughing podcast.
What you mean? It's the Frocast.
Okay.
Everybody's comfortable.
I'm comfortable.
Sitting back, chilling, listening.
But I ain't comfortable listening to you.
People smoking, listening to me now. They coughing while I'm coughing. They're like, yeah, okay. Nigga. Yeah, nigga. Yeah, nigga. I'm telling you.
Awesome.
You know what I'm saying? So,
but let's get on in this outline, bro. Well, how was your week, though? That's what it was.
My week was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have a football game, so that was low. Didn't have too much energy wasted on that. So my frustration level was at a low. But I did have a game Saturday. The Gators of Florida played the Bulldogs of Georgia. And that was not what I was expecting. I mean, we played good for...
2 minutes.
27 minutes. You know, held them to 3 points. And then in 2 minutes and a half, everything fell out. And we got our fucking ass beat. Like, it went from a three-point game to a... to a 24-point game in 2 minutes and 30 seconds.
Yeah.
And I just, that was like one of the few times I wanted to turn off a Florida game.
Yeah.
I sat down and watched it to the end, you know, begrudgingly. But, yeah, we took a loss to Georgia. And then beat
the
playoff thing. I mean, listen. Playoff thing came out, Georgia number one. Like I said, Georgia, y'all better not fuck this up. Because if y'all fuck this up, you never hit the end of it for me. If you choke again this year.
It don't matter.
It do matter. It do matter. You can't constantly have top recruiting classes
and
not win the title.
You
need to be number one.
All you can do is take a day at a time, game after game.
Yeah, so like I said.
Missouri, you're up next. We coming for you.
Georgia, you better not fuck this up.
We still number one.
Be number
one. Fuck what you heard. We are unfuckwittable.
Okay.
We finna do this here this year. This our year. All
right.
This is our year.
All right. We'll see.
Yeah, we will.
But outside of that, man, my week was all right. It was all right. You know, I can't complain. I mean, you know, out of, you know, considering that I didn't get to sleep in the bed all weekend, you know what I'm saying? I think it was all good. It was all right.
Yeah, but niggas always want to throw shots.
I ain't throw no shots.
Sleep in the bed when you want to sleep in the bed. You chose not to, so that mean? Was you.
The bed was full.
Okay. All right. Whatever you say. Let's get into this outline. That's all you got to say about your week, sir?
Yeah, man. But the other day, oh, no Coach Germ update because we had a bye week.
Yeah, had no game.
You know what I'm saying? So we preparing this week for the game on Saturday. You know, playing the
last game, thank
last
God.
Last game of the season. We only got two more practices left.
The filthy kids is.
And, you know, and I'm kind of excited.
Back to their people.
I'm kind of excited. You know, I'm excited to get it over with, but I'm also excited about how far the kids came this year. Mm-hmm. You know, like I told them today at practice, I saw some of them. I said, now look at you. I said, the last week of the season, now you want to start playing football. I said, it's ridiculous. I told him straight to his face. I said, you used to be one of the worst kids out here. Now you talking about some coach. Can we tackle some more? Can we do this? And I'm just like, y'all remember him a couple weeks ago? He just be walking in practice. Now all the kids were laughing. Even he was laughing. Then another kid, I said, you used to talk so much. I said, now you ain't talked in 2 days. I said, you been out here playing football. I said, why did y'all wait to the end to start playing football? I said, that's ridiculous. I said, this is crazy. You know what I'm saying? I said, you know, some of the ones that, you know, they picked up fast and, hey. But like I told them, everybody's eligible to come back next year. Let's bring them on back next year. I said, in day one, I said, our goal is going to be the title. I said, so if we all come back next year, we keep everybody together, we'll win. If everybody come back next year, the same, if I had them same ones next year, we'll win the title. Because that team we played that beat us, them niggas going to be moved up to the intermediate team. So they're going to be recycling in some new niggas. So the year to get them is next year. Let's knock their motherfucking asses off. I almost said it to the kids. I caught myself. I said, let's knock them. Hey, so talking to the little kids, I really have to not curse because it's so hard. So I have to watch my language when I'm talking to them. So many gosh darns and dadgums and, man, it's piss poor. When I let piss slide, I'm like, man, that's piss poor, man. Y'all got piss running down your leg or something like that. I picked that one up late in the year. You know what I'm saying? But other than that, you know, we'll let y'all know how it ended. And
hopefully y'all will.
Ain't no hopefully. We're going to whoop some ass Saturday. We're whooping some ass Saturday.
Okay.
And I mean, if we shut them out, that'll be 4 shutouts this year.
Okay.
And we got shut out 2 times. So it'll be 6 shutouts if we shut this team out.
Very much so sad. Now let's get into this outline.
Look at that, baby. Come on.
No.
Woo. 14 shutout and only one team scored. They, you know, so the first team was 18-0 and 34. So what's the 18 plus 34 is what? 52? Mm-hmm. 52 divided by 6 is? Come on.
I mean, you should be there.
I'm asking, 52 divided by 6, that's 26 divided by 13. Is that what I said? No, it's 6. I did it by 4.
Yeah, because I'm like, 6 can't go into 52 more times than
so it goes just have to. So do I have to 13 then? 6 and a half?
6 times 6 is 36.
Oh, so it got to be about 8. Okay, it's about 8. 8 points a game, that ain't bad.
Why is it not?
I mean,
you gave up 8 points a game?
Average, yeah, 8 points a game, yeah.
You averaged to get 8 points a game.
Give up 8 points a game.
To give up 8 points a game.
Points against. That's points fine. For, it'd be what? 32, 26 is what? 58.
I mean, I haven't really. Because I'm like, are you adding, 18, subtracting? What are we doing here?
So that's what? 58 plus 18 is 76. So 76 divided by 6 is? Come on, help me out here. 12 point something?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So that'll work. So 12 and 8. Man, ain't bad. That'll win 12 you.
12 and 8 what?
12 points for.
To get it. 8 and points 8 against. 8 points against.
Yeah. That'll win you.
So you'll be a little over than what you would lose.
Yeah. That'll win you the game. But yeah. So that's all for that, man. I'm sorry about this garbage ass math update. I know we probably lost. But like I said, we got the dopest producer in the game. He gonna edit that out. He gonna edit it right. You ain't even gonna know we was rambling over here. You ain't even gonna know.
Because I'm just trying to understand, like, what value did they give us? But whatever, you know.
Just saying points for and against, like, you know.
Yeah, I understand now, scoring. But I didn't, I mean, like.
But, I did that off. That's a five-game average. Ooh, what am I talking about?
Well, how many? Y'all had five games?
We only played five so far. Six ain't yet, so I can't compete.
You can't count for the six because you ain't had it
yet. I don't know how many points we're going to score. I know they ain't going to score. So I know our points ain't going to go up. So we still going to be averaging eight. You understand?
Oh, okay.
We still going to be averaging eight. But it ain't.
It'd be less than eight if you add another game in there and it's the same numbers that you already have.
I'm talking about we're going to have more points. The number's still going to be, because we divided by six anyway.
Oh, you did? Yes. Earlier. Okay, let's move on. So
that's what I'm saying, yeah. Since we doing math questions and shit, let's go ahead and talk about this school in Kentucky. This is GQ Blue Country. Parents react after controversial photo surface. Did I say photos?
You did. Photos?
Parents react after controversial photos surface from man pageant at Kentucky High School. Now, first of all, we're in Kentucky in a man pageant. A man pageant. I guess in the age of equality and stuff like that, you know, the women complain and they're like, hey, let's do a man pageant this year. And they were like, okay. Now, what would you think a man pageant would consist of?
Men dressing in formal wear, swimwear, athletic wear.
Swimwear?
I mean, that's what the pageants do. So why would you not?
Why would you do that to the guys? You only do that to the ladies. Nobody wants to see men in bikinis. That shit is weird.
Okay. And therefore, it should be weird for
I
all
never
people.
Thought, I never understood why the women had the bikinis on it like
because
that.
Because men are disgusting.
I mean, but then...
Because men are disgusting. It had no purpose for the girls.
None.
Except for the fact that some old nasty man wanted to see them with very little clothes on.
Mm. So this took place in Hazard, Kentucky. An investigation is underway after controversial photos from the event at Hazard High School are causing outrage. As part of homecoming week activities, Tuesday was costume day and a man pageant was held. Multiple photos were posted and then taken down from the Hazard High School athletics page. They appear to show scantily clad students giving lap dances to faculty and staff. Others show female students dressed in Hooters costumes, and students and staff appear to spank or paddle each other. They were getting it fucking in at this fucking high school.
And you knew they were white, and I'm not surprised.
I mean, this is fucking nuts. They say many parents took to social media to address their frustrations. One parent said, as a mother myself, I wouldn't want my son involved in such actions.
So that mean that the male students was giving male administrators lap dances.
One person featured in the photo, I'm glad you asked, because one person featured in the photo was the Hazard High School principal, Donald Happy,
and he looking happy
Mobilini. He is also the mayor of Hazard. So
oh,
that lets you know
on.
What kind of town we got on.
Exactly.
The principal
and
is the mayor.
Hazard, so.
We know what's going on. And it's in Kentucky. You know what I'm saying? So we know what's going on here. So, yeah, basically, they show one picture of the principal getting a lap dance from the dude. I mean, because that, at one point, you just got to stop it. Like, you.
Because the principal, I mean, like, he looking like he enjoying it, but he don't want, I don't know. It looks strange to me. And the guy who's sitting next to the action, he looking like, oh, my God.
Yeah, and then they said, you know, his pictures didn't show that the faculty pushing the boys off. But look, though. Y'all shouldn't have, as soon as they came out, like, y'all should have stopped that shit, because...
It would have been over. Yeah. All kids got to go back to class.
Yeah, like, whoa, what are y'all... First of all, man, Pat, like, nobody cleared this. Like, what did
they
tell...
They talking about now they got to have a whole board that is going to evaluate student activity so this never happens again. But anybody should have known that shouldn't have been the thing, because the boys dressing in girl clothes shouldn't have been what you was doing.
Should have stopped that from the rip.
If your mama was letting you come to school and you was cross-dressing, fine. But if you saying that y'all were dressing in this fashion... as a school activity that you were going to perform, whatever, for the people, that wasn't the platform you supposed to use.
Nah. So this homecoming celebration was all fucked up.
Everybody need to lose their job.
Oh, I mean, yeah, they ain't going to go that far.
Oh, yes, they do. Because the people sat right there and they enjoyed it. They were very much so in.
Maybe the picture caught me smiling at first because what the fuck are these dudes doing? Then he said I gave it a laugh. I pushed the shit out of his ass. Where that picture at?
He liked it.
Nah, man. Hey, look.
Some people need to lose their job because you can't tell me that when the show started, y'all, you didn't get your ass up and leave. It ain't no picture of that shit.
They thought it was about to play musical chairs.
When you saw the boy coming over there with the skirt on, I would have got my ass right on.
Hey,
sat there with your legs open like you was ready for more.
Hey.
You was ready. So the next, and you probably was trying to let him stay there because you probably done got excited.
Yeah, like, yeah, you can't move right now, Donald.
You got to stand here.
Sit there for a second. Let the shit go down for a second. Let it go down for a second. I'm still chub right now, nigga. I got these tight ass pants on, nigga. So chill.
Sickening.
But yeah, man. So shout out to all those out there in Kentucky and Hazard High School or Hazard County or wherever the fuck county it is. Y'all wilding out there. A man pageant. Man. Well, let's go on to the next topic, Queen Germ.
Nasty.
I gotta know, Queen Germ. Is this dude thrifty or is he just smart than a motherfucker? This guy, he spent just $150 a year for food. Is that possible, Queen Germ?
It's got to be a catch.
The catch is he has to eat all his meals at Six Flags.
So how does he get this $150 pass?
So what it is, this guy is Dylan. He's a 33-year-old electrical engineer in Santa Clarita, California. He figured it out. He said you could pay around $150 for unlimited year-round access to Six Flags, which includes parking and two meals a day. See, listen, I don't know what Six Flags he was at, but they ain't offer us no goddamn free parking and meals, two meals a day. Because, damn, and it's year-round.
Shit supposed to be high in California for $150. I'm down with it.
Nigga. So he said, if you time it right, you can eat both lunch and dinner there every day. So he's a, his deal was, he was like, but after just 7 years of daily meals at the theme park, seven years, Dylan paid down his student loans. Oh, Dylan, you a fucking loser. What the fuck you paying student loans off for, nigga? Man, fuck out of here, man. Dylan, they forgiving all them shits now, nigga.
Yeah.
All y'all niggas that paid y'all student loans, y'all some fucking losers.
Really? That's how you feel?
That's how I feel about myself. Paid that shit off.
You didn't have enough to worry about.
So still, I had enough that they would take my goddamn taxes.
That's right. And they took it till you damn near was finished paying for it. So you really didn't pay them. Your money was
I paid them because I had to wait a whole year for that money. And then they just took that shit.
I mean, you paid them, but you didn't pay them because you wanted to. It ain't like you called and made a payment arrangement.
I was making payment arrangements. And then they just stopped. They stopped sending me my thing. They changed my address to where I never lived at. And I was just like, because they knew I was going to. They was like, man, we got to get this nigga off this deal. You know what I'm saying? I had to pay on it for like 9 years. $5 a month for 9 years. And then they was going to forgive the rest. And so them niggas screwed me over. How the hell y'all just stopped sending mail to my house and start sending to North Carolina? I don't live in fucking North Carolina.
You didn't?
No.
Interesting.
So, after 7 years of the daily meals at the theme park, Dylan paid down his student loans, got married, and bought a house.
That's what I'm talking about, Dylan.
Big time loser.
I'm about the whole $150 meal plan for the year.
He said it all started on the first day of his internship in 2014 when Dylan noticed the rollicking coasters of Six Flags Magic Mountain from the windows of his new office. Fresh out of college and something of a coaster fanatic already, Dylan was perusing the options for Six Flags annual pass when he stumbled upon what might be the deal of his lifetime. For a one-time fee of $150, he could eat two meals a day every day at the park for an entire year. Since his office was just a five-minute drive away, it was a no-brainer. He said, that entire first year, I don't think I ever went to the grocery store, he says. I timed it so I was able to go there during my lunch break, go back to work, then stop back for dinner on my way home.
I love it.
He said, while others saw glorified carnival food, Dylan saw the world's thriftiest food court. It was crazy. I was saving money, paying off student loans, he explains. One of my coworkers said she spent $1,500 a month on eating out. I was like, yeah, I'm not going down that road. And he said, the diet is not for the faint of heart now.
Yeah, because I'm like, is it really healthy? Because the only thing you can do is if they got salads or something as an option.
He said, the first year the menu was kind of lame. He said, all you could get was a burger and fries or a pizza and breadsticks or this pathetic sandwich and a refillable soda cup. So he said, it wasn't healthy at all, which was rough. Dude, you had a fucking theme park. What? I mean.
They started getting healthier choices.
He said, as such, over the next 6 years, Dylan pulled back to his current frequency 3 or 4 lunches a week at the theme park. He said, my wife moved in and I stopped doing dinners and weekends too, since she's not as big in the roller coaster as I am. He said, but Dylan is still there often enough that he's well recognized.
Mm. I mean, I'm for it. If you decided that, we'd be going there. Yeah. I promise you we would.
He said they got better.
They got better over the time.
Better food options now. He said decent. He said still a lot of bad food. He said, but
they gotta have a salad or two.
He said the options that aren't terrible, stuff like tri-tip sandwiches and vegan options like black bean burgers and meatless meatball subs. Did y'all hear that? That was garbage. A meatless meatball sub.
Might be the black beans that they balled up and rolled it up, making it look like a meatball.
A meatless meatball. That shit sound weird.
It sounds stupid.
Okay.
Like, it sounds like something that you shouldn't want to eat. But if it's made out of beans, it might be all right.
Yeah, man. So, got to know, Queen Jern. You said you down with it.
I'm down with it. I'm down with the roller coasters. Not really with the roller coasters, but I'm down with the meal plan for the whole year.
You would do it?
Come on. Yeah, I would be interested.
You sign up for it?
At least 1 year.
If
it was near me.
I ain't have to do too much driving to go out my way. You know what I'm but what about in the summertime during the high times? Like, you ain't gonna be able to just walk in and walk out.
It's gonna be worth it though.
Just for lunch?
Yeah. To save. It's gonna be worth it because shit, you go in there, you get your food. Chances are the food ain't where you're gonna stand in line the longest that it's gonna be the ride. So if I ain't really coming here for no ride, then I shouldn't have. I mean, like, it'll be a little longer line, but I'm thinking that the line ain't gonna be that bad at the food place.
I don't know. I don't think I could do it.
I think I can. I'm down for it. I give it a good 6 months.
Why Six Flags Over Georgia ain't got that shit?
We got to figure it out.
They
got to
get that with the meal plan.
Yeah. Because the only thing I've ever seen is that you get the meals, you get a discount on some meals.
Yeah, I thought you just getting in that motherfucker. That's it.
And even if you had something like, sometimes we've had like unlimited, you could eat as much as you wanted.
Mm-hmm.
But that would just be for them days that you're there. That wouldn't be no whole year worth of eating. So, I mean, that's a good deal, and I'm down for it, especially if you, I mean, look at all of the things he was able to accomplish for food money alone. You paid $150 and you ate most of your meals at the place. You were able to pay your student loan debt down. You were able to save enough money to get married and get a house.
Seven years.
That's the bomb. That's the
bomb. 7 years.
Some people can't do that in 20.
7 years. I would die if I ate park food every day for
if
7 years.
If you got some salads in there, if they end up having salads with some good chicken in it.
Let's talk about the beginning. Like you said, burgers
and
fries, pizza, and breadsticks.
So you would just have to be able to eat the toppings off the pizza.
I get full.
I mean, you don't want to talk about
health. I got
health.
Sacrificed. That's what
you
I'm saying.
You talking about health.
That's what I'm saying. So it's like eventually like.
So maybe you just eat the burger, not the bread.
Damn, that shit. I couldn't do it. I'm sorry.
I'm down. I'm going to try it.
Go ahead. Won't you buy some?
I'm going to find out one of these places that I can get something like that.
Yeah, from. Like you can pay a one-time fee or something. They're like, oh, you can get a free sandwich every day. Like Panera probably do some shit like that.
Yeah.
You get a free bagel sandwich for breakfast and a bagel sandwich for dinner.
No, I don't want no bagel shit.
Or, you know, some little ciabatta bread. Yeah. You know, whatever.
I mean,
whatever they do.
I get something. I'm
Panera, ain't that the place I go get that drink from? I just, like, ain't that over there by Publix? Shopping is a pleasure.
Yeah.
Okay, so I just get a drink from that. I've never eaten that food.
Mm. I ain't know you was going in there getting drinks, but.
That green tea is amazing.
Okay.
That green tea is fire.
Awesome.
Fire.
I'm glad you like it.
Yes. Everybody's favorite president, the one we just elected, oh, Sleepy Joe. Him and his administration is considering giving $450,000 per person to immigrants separated at the border. So this is the story at a glance, all right? The federal government could give immigrant families separated at the U.S.-Mexico border close to $1 million. Discussions are ongoing and would be part of a settlement package for multiple lawsuits the federal government is facing. The Office of the Inspector General previously found the Trump administration's Department of Justice unprepared to manage and implement the zero tolerance policy. So, I'm not reading all this bullshit, but I just want to know, how do niggas that ain't citizens file a lawsuit in the United States?
Okay, because that was going to be my question. Because I'm like, first and foremost, how you ain't supposed to be over here.
Yeah. But maybe, I know. Listen, this is not a political podcast, so maybe we wrong in this. Somebody explain this to us.
But I don't give a fuck.
But
I'm going to tell you not. It's niggas over here that done been separated from their churn. Y'all ain't give them motherfuckers no $450,000.
Just because my mama had a little joint in her car. Y'all took us from her.
I've been separated from her since I was two.
My mom had a little drug problem. You know, you put me in the motherfucking foster home.
Thank you. And then got beat on and
she done got her life together and whatever. Gene, you know, my mom went up the road for a little bit. Y'all separate, you know what I'm saying? All kinds of shit. Y'all done separated families.
And they got a dollar from it.
But down, y'all, these people.
Not a dollar.
These people separated. Like, I mean, I hate to sound insensitive here.
I don't care what I sound like.
But there is a way to get in the country. And if you go that route, I don't have no problem with you doing it. Now, you know,
if you say that the people were separated from their people at the border, that sound like you wasn't.
How can you do money if you're not a citizen? I don't understand.
The people say that they did not have no business separating them from their children. But shit, y'all could come and take one of mine and send me this check for $450 because I'm going to need that. I'm going to need that $450,000.
Because a nigga need that. Shout out to Bando Pat.
Because I'll be able to go and find mine after y'all cut that check. You don't have to worry about it. Because my thing is, shit, you done fed the children while they've been here. What did you do? Now, I ain't trying to be rude, but if somebody's child end up getting hurt or dead, maybe you might need to award them something because the child gone. But for the churn, they can come and pick up. Let them pick them motherfucking kids up and go.
What if they had them kids in cages and all that shit like that? What if they did all that to them kids?
Listen.
They tortured them kids.
Black people done been tortured in this country. But I'm just saying. Check yet. So ain't nobody going to get a check before us.
I wouldn't get a check. I'd be like, look, you know what?
They need to get in line.
I say, you want a check or you want a citizenship card? Which one you want?
Them motherfuckers want to check because when they go back to their country, they gonna be millionaires.
You can't take the money with you.
They gonna have to. They need to get the fuck home.
Look. They gonna get a check, but you need an ID to cash that motherfucker.
Now they going to the pawn shop.
What's your name? You got an ID to show me that your name is that?
The pawn shop people don't need no ID.
Shit.
They will cash that shit. Guadalupe?
Give me your thumbprint on here. I need something.
Enrique? Whoever. Come on.
Niggas be throwing them badass checks out there.
And they gonna cash it for 12%.
I just want to know how we got here where you can give, like, even for them to even think about this shit. Like, I don't get it.
They say it's a possible lawsuit.
Possible.
It's like 1,700 families that's going to get this money. Y'all finna give away $1 billion, over $1 billion over some motherfucking shit that ain't got nothing to do with nothing. Like, you talking about somebody coming over here probably illegally and you going to cut them a check? Shit. Give me my $450. If y'all got time to give them $450,000, let me get that. Like, for real.
Y'all niggas need to quit asking about this reparation. Dang,
I don't need no reparations, but if you showing me the shit you can do for some other people, do the shit for me.
Ain't as many as them. It's only, we talk about 1,000.
It don't matter. Y'all ain't gave me 10,000. Ain't gave me 10,000.
It's about 40 million niggas and you think we about to get 40 million niggas $1 million?
You ain't got to give them
What's
$1 million.
What's 40 million times $1 million?
Too many. Trillions.
Yeah, that's some crazy shit.
Yeah.
They ain't got that much money.
But it don't fucking matter. You ain't finna give away $1 billion to some motherfuckers who just came over here and did some shit that they ain't had
to do. They're doing it. The Afghans and everything. But it's not a political podcast.
I'm just saying.
We don't fact check shit. We just freestyling. So if you sitting back, get mad at us, we don't give a fuck.
Get mad at your government because they the ones cutting the motherfucking checks. I ain't got no money. Not to be giving away to nobody.
None.
So when you look at this here, that's the shit that blows my mind. Because I don't care. You can't give one person $450,000 on the fact that they was done wrong doing something illegal. That's like saying a motherfucker tried to rob you and you telling me that, you tripping fell up in this bitch.
Oh, like if I broke into somebody's house and I was leaving out and they shot me in the back, yes, I could sue them for that.
Yeah, but I'm just saying.
You would think, like, how the fuck can you sue me when you breaking in my house? Yeah.
Well, I'm going to turn your ass around and shoot you in the face then. That's what
I do. Now you're going to jail for murder.
Hey, I won't. Because you in here. Trespass. I'm going to drag your ass right
like,
on
well,
up in
ma'am,
here.
It looked like he was shot in the back first.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Yeah, they're going to say, well, the back one is the first.
Like I said, niggas need to realize you don't get to sue or complain when you in the pursuit of a crime.
Hey, man.
That's the bottom line.
That should be. But you know, old Sleepy Joe going to change it on there for you. Hey, man, y'all look up this Let's Go Brandon thing. This shit is hilarious. Hey, people are funny as fuck. If you don't know what Let's Go Brandon mean, go look it up. It's hilarious, but Let's Go Brandon. Gotta ask y'all a question. Queen Germ, you ever seen people dress up on Halloween?
Yeah.
every year when we have Halloween, people always dress up. And, you know, people have different costumes. Some people be Woody from Toy Story. Some people be, I saw that, what's the lady name from 101 Dalmatians? Cruella DeVille.
She was a hot one.
She was a hot one this year. Everybody Everybody was Cruella DeVille. Did that movie just come out again or something? Did 102 Dalmatians, 103?
People had their children in the Dalmatian outfits.
Yeah, like, I mean, Cruella DeVille was big this year.
Yeah, maybe they had the outfits on sale at Party City.
Something. But I got to know, Queen Germ. If you got a good costume, I should be able to. Oh, any of these people that you saw Cruella DeVille, were they black people?
Yeah.
Were they face painted white like Cruella DeVille?
No.
No, oh, but you knew it was Cruella DeVille because
they had the spots on the clothes and the
outfit,
half,
right?
And half,
half hair. That made it Cruella DeVille. Mm-hmm. Didn't paint their face white.
No, all they right, did so. Not. Not one person.
Not one person. Okay, so a councilman in Virginia, he was dressed up as Randy Watson. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
You know, Randy Watson
good
is
old Randy.
Is one of the characters from Coming to America. You know, the group Sexual Chocolate, and he had the Jerry curl, the outfit, and everything. But he painted his face black. Every year, it never seems to fail that somebody always have an idea for a good costume, and then they do the fatal flaw of painting their skin black. Now, people, if your costume is good enough, we'll know who you are without the face paint. I don't know how many times I've seen little boys dressed up as Superman, little black boys. None of them had white on their face. I don't know how many times I've seen people dress up as all these characters.
So do you have a problem with them wearing the face mask?
Like no,
mask,
it's a mask.
The structure of the person's face and the color of the person's face?
Wear the mask. Nothing wrong with wearing the mask. They make a mask, but you painting your skin black, it goes back to historical reasons why. You know what I'm saying? Because
the blackface.
Blackface, yes. It was used in minstrel shows. It was used to, in all kind of ways. You know what I'm saying? To be demeaning. Actors used to wear them in movies. That's the minstrel part of it. And then sometimes, I mean, it's just it has a bad connotation on it. And we are not at that place in the country where that shit is okay. Where we can sit back and laugh at it now because our country still hasn't admitted what it has done or what role it's played and why this shit is so fucked up. So therefore, we can't laugh at that shit now. And I saw a lot of niggas. I wanted to go on Coon Call last night, but I said, you know what? I ain't even gonna do it. I'm gonna let them expose themselves. A lot of people like, oh, I don't see no problem with it because he's dressed up like a character. Ain't everybody that dress up on Halloween a character?
Yeah.
I done seen 1,000 women dress up like Woody from Toy Story. None of them painted their face white. I knew they was fucking Woody. Who else? Give me some more costumes you saw people dressed up as. Nobody painted their face white, but we knew who the fuck they were.
Yeah.
But when these people did, like, niggas was capping for it. I mean, he ain't do nothing maliciously. I mean, plus, if a black person did it, like, now Dave Chappelle dressed up like a white person in his skit, dressing up in white face, first of all, isn't a thing. Secondly, it doesn't have the same historical context that blackface does. It doesn't.
No. I mean, my thing is, first of all, black people need to realize, like, some shit is just not okay. It's never going to be okay. I don't care how far we come as a people, but it's not going to work. It's a thing, like a double standard. So it's like, some people have reasons why they believe certain things can happen. But when you're talking about blackface, that's something that you cannot erase. You cannot make it be okay. You can't make it be right. Like, come on. You should know at this point, as any adult in this world, that blackface is never going to be taken well. So why do it? Because you want to piss somebody off. You know it's going to piss somebody off. So why would you do it? You don't think that we have arrived or we have gotten so far removed from the thing that people are going to accept it and laugh at it.
I mean, did you see the picture? I mean, the blackface wasn't needed.
No, because he had on the perfect outfit. He had the hair. He had everything else.
If you walked around a microphone and just singing a song, we would have known who you was.
And dropped the mic on the ground. And then, hey, the people would have loved it. They like, would have laughed and everything.
When they start painting their skin black, nothing, when they go out, like, when did...
Because they feel like they not doing it wrong because they not doing the black face. They doing a brown, or they're doing whatever the person was supposedly looking like. So they want to say, oh, it's not really blackface. I'm not doing it to be offensive and blah, blah, blah.
It's not disrespectful. It's a costume.
Yeah. But you took the time to do that shit.
I mean, you should have read some of the comments of the people.
And they said he put something out there, but at
oh yeah, he time, deleted he it. So delete he it knew because, he was wrong. That's why he deleted yeah. it. Because if he went wrong, he but wouldn't delete.
He's supposed to been. What you say? He supposed to been a council. He's a councilman. Person?
Yeah, a councilman in some part of Virginia.
Yeah, they crazy over there.
Let's see some of these comments. That's all. Okay. First comment: the dude said, "Okay, look, I know I'm in the minority, and I don't care because I don't think this is blackface. He dressed as a character." How is what the white dude did racist, but the others are not? Somebody explain to me, because I want to hear the white dude say, give them all the things he want to hear him saying. So he's saying, and then like I said, if costume good enough, you don't need to paint your face. Then some stupid motherfucker going to say, pause, not true. He's like, if a character is white, I bet a black person would still paint their face no matter how good the costume is. Negro. It was just coons everywhere.
I mean, niggas gonna be niggas. And that's
niggas giving out passes. Oh, he's been to the cookout before. This nigga in blackface and y'all talking about he been to the cookout before. You think somebody that been to the cookout before would have on blackface?
Yeah.
That's how stupid some of these people are. But, you know, don't be that person on Halloween. Listen, nail your costume. Don't paint your fucking face. If you start to feel the urge to put that black, brown, bronze, whatever skin tone paint in on your skin to really nail that fucking costume, you might as well nail your ass to the goddamn cross.
I mean, switch your damn costume. If you feel like you can only be somebody who's your skin color, your skin complexion, whatever, do that. But don't be trying to do something that's not in the thing if you feel like you gotta get it with the skin complexion. Let that shit go.
But apparently they got a problem with that in Virginia. Because he's not the only person in Virginia that is inhabited to that's publicly. You know what I'm saying? They say that how many people in 2019, the Attorney General in Virginia, Mark Herring, admitted to wearing blackface when he dressed up as rapper Curtis Blow during a party in 1980.
Well, why are we talking about it?
In 2019. I thought, let's see, Governor, shit, in 2019, the Governor Ralph Northam faced calls for his resignation after a photo surfaced from his page in 1984 medical school yearbook. Jesus Christ, it showed a person wearing blackface standing alongside another person wearing a KKK robe.
But maybe you needed to apologize for that shit.
Oh, man. He said that wasn't him in that picture, but he confessed to having worn blackface to dress up as Michael Jackson in a 1984 dance contest. So listen.
These people ain't shit. I mean, because come on. You really think that that's going to be the right thing to do?
I just don't understand why people do it. Just don't be that guy on Halloween. Don't be that
I
guy.
Mean, my thing is the people person. Have gotten away with it because why are you so comfortable and you the mayor and you the council person and you the this, that, and the third and y'all still doing dumb shit?
Because you know niggas ain't going to do nothing to you.
Uh-uh. They not. They going to complain.
Yes.
But niggas that ain't going to really. That ain't going to stop your money.
They going to say, hey, man, we want him out of office. We want him out of office. They going to come up there and make some apology and they going to be like, you know, it's going
to. Kumbaya.
They going to make another, drop another Popeye sandwich and y'all forgot all about it.
Really?
Pow. Made the stallion sauce. You didn't forget what you was. What was we here for? I don't know. Really? I don't know. I know Popeye's got a new sandwich out. Oh, well, let's go to Popeye's. They got new nuggets. And that hottie sauce that's been around forever.
They just changed the label.
Yes. It's the sweet heat. That's all it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
I mean, I ain't had it, so
yeah,
I
yeah, that's all it is. They just changed the name. Oh, man. So, yeah, man. That's all for the blackface. Don't be the person paint your skins. When you got that costume of a black person, just put your costume on. Don't change your skin at all.
No.
It's not going to be cool.
It's not safe.
Nobody's going to understand. It's not a mistake. it's out there that that shit ain't cool. So if you do it,
that means you don't give a fuck.
Exactly. And so you're going to get whatever happens. And so we're telling you now that shit ain't fucking cool. So don't do it.
We coming for you.
Well, Queen Germ, got to know. You went out this weekend. Mm-hmm. How was your date?
I would have to say it was great. It was awesome. It was fun. The show was nice. I really enjoyed it. And you did take me to get it. Well, you got a pizza delivered.
Now, big baller Stalus.
We had went to the Waffle House, but the people had their little nice fluffy dog floating around up in there.
Yeah.
So
I was about to take it to the Waffle House.
It was like,
but it was a dog up in there, and it wasn't. It was looking a little too dirty for my standards. Like I usually don't mind a dirty Waffle House, but that night there, it was a little grimy. Then I seen that big ass fluffy dog in there, and it wasn't a service dog.
I mean, the dog couldn't keep still. The dog was going by the table, coming up under this stand. So I was just like, okay, so we just having a free fall up
in here. I said, nah, bro, that shit might be in the air, nigga, and landing your waffle, nigga. Now you got a long ass dog carrying your waffle. Fuck that shit. So nah, I got the fuck on.
We just came on up out of there. But hey, with pizza being my favorite food, it was not a problem.
Yes.
So we ate good. We had fun. I laughed a good little bit. So yeah. I enjoyed it.
Yep.
So I say thank you. And the people, you know, nigga bought me some nachos and
shit. Yeah, got us some nachos.
And a drink.
Yeah,
and all,
nachos and a drink, nigga. Big spender. Yeah. Big stepper. Don't get stepped on, nigga.
I like that.
Yes.
Nice.
Only thing I wish, them seats in there was a little cramped.
A little too close to
like,
each other.
I felt like I was like 7 feet tall. I would hate to be taller.
Yes.
And to see. Like your
knees would be messed up.
Boy, like I would hate to be like 5 inches taller, 3 inches taller.
I'm about to see. Because I'm shorter than you. Way shorter than you. You about,
Yeah, don't put my hat out there. The women be jocking. They putting it all together. Next thing you know, I'm telling you, Queen.
I'm trying to tell you.
Keep me under wraps, girl.
If you got a flight risk, ain't
no flight risk.
Fly on, my nigga.
You said you ain't willing to scrap. It might be some out there that's willing to scrap for me.
I shoot a hoe, though.
Like, well, you better be ready to shoot something then. Because, you know, like I said.
I ain't fighting nobody.
You know, like, hey, some of them said they don't give a fuck about none of that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And
what you going to do then?
One in between the eyes.
Yeah, you better do it like that. But yeah, but anyway, I'm glad you enjoyed yourself. Had a good time.
Yeah, thanks.
You know, it wasn't that stressful that night. It wasn't that stressful at all.
Minus the fact that you was trying to fight people in traffic, but okay.
I was not trying to fight. Who was I trying to fight? I'm talking to people I wouldn't let out?
The whole way leaving, it was horrible for you.
Because we're trying to get somewhere. You know how I am. When the defensive driving is on, it's on.
And it's sickening. It's like I'd be nauseous in the car with you.
Oh. I mean, but you just ride. You'll be okay.
No.
I'm going to get you there safe.
When you in the passenger seat and the car jerking and carrying on, it does something to you.
You'll be all right.
I'm all right. I'm here.
Yeah, see, that lets you know then. So that lets you know.
It's not be all right. I am all right.
Yeah, man. Well, let's go ahead and jump into TV talk. Guess what? We ain't watch Insecure this week.
We did.
Because you was on your bullshit.
You was on your bullshit. You was trying to fuck and you didn't want to do
nah,
this.
Nah,
you wasn't
even talking to me. So I was like, yo, I don't know what the fuck. We got a show to do.
A nigga woke up and was acting like a whole ass.
First of all.
A whole sumo wrestler ass.
You was mad at the kids. But like always.
I wasn't.
Yes, you was. Because you was fussing them about them moving slow that morning. And I guess you had to take them to school that day because they was moving slow. So you came home. You was amped up from that.
But I didn't cuss
so
you.
Then, no, I didn't cuss you either until I said, hey, I get the dog. Then I said, I get the dog. Okay, I heard you. And you snapped
That's
at me.
Right. So that is nothing to say. That's why I can't say nothing to your motherfucking ass.
Yeah.
You don't cuss me, period.
Nah, bro.
You don't.
So, no, you don't get to cuss at me and I can't cuss at you.
Did I curse? I did not curse.
Again, I didn't curse. I cussed in the sentence. Okay. I can say if I said,
you cussed
hey,
at me,
motherfucker.
No.
Get your ass up.
No.
That's cussing at you.
No. And you know exactly what I mean. And
I
do not.
Motherfucker was an adjective in there.
It don't matter to me.
Yeah.
You said it to me.
Yeah.
And therefore,
I can take offense to it.
So, no, I was not speaking to you for the last 24 hours.
So, you snapped at me first. And
but
I was supposed
did not
to take
curse you. You could have responded and say, that's why I don't speak. I don't say, I can't say certain things.
And I had
you.
Just spoke to you.
But
you said good morning. I said good morning.
And you didn't.
Yes, I did.
But
I promise
see,
you I
that's
did.
That's another thing. You full of shit with that. Every morning, It's up and down, which you rather you speaking or you not.
I always you speak in lay the morning. There. I no, say morning.
Don't. You mumble if you want to, and you don't.
If you talk you to me and I'm laying there asleep, man, you're not going to get a good
damn.
One.
I don't give a damn, because if you want to speak to me, you can speak to me. If you don't want to, you don't. So don't say you spoke or you say
I
this
did say
you
good
say
morning.
When you talking under your breath, you know I ain't heard the shit. So why say you said something when you didn't try to make sure that I heard you?
I don't know why you didn't hear me.
So you
want to
get
clearly.
A you want to get a credit for mumbling underneath your breath
why
when you
I
know
say,
I didn't hear the shit.
I said morning.
It don't and exactly and it's getting lighter and lighter as the conversation goes.
You,
so that tell
so
you how
I might have been in pain
that
morning.
Okay, I'm in pain a lot of mornings.
Okay,
but
so but
I still
you
get up and do what
care.
I got to do.
But okay, but again, so like I said, you were mad with them. And you was already on 10. Yes,
I wasn't
was.
Mad with them. I had to rush to get here to do what I had to do. I came in here, so I was trying to do everything like I always do, being the superwoman that I am. Then you come at me sideways. Okay,
I
heard
you. Sideways.
Yes, you did, because when I said, okay, I was about to put the darn leash down,
then
when
you
said,
then you slammed it on
and
the
I
ground.
Did. And I did, because I couldn't punch
I see.
Your ass.
That's all I
and
see.
And I should have.
That's why I'm like, see, that's why I'm like, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm like,
it don't even matter because you shouldn't have said the shit.
You shouldn't have. You
so that mean, my thing is, you because you, if I'm on 10, so you say, mm-hmm. How the fuck you on 10 when you just woke up? You got more sleep than everybody else in the house.
I was ready to
house.
Go. I was ready
give
to go.
A damn. And therefore,
and I ain't
you had
look, I was not in a bad mood. I was okay. Like, yo, I walked it all. You go ahead and get a shower.
To me, if somebody in a good mood, they wouldn't have had to cuss. It wouldn't have mattered what the fuck I said to
I
you.
I cuss all
you
the
would
time.
Not, you would not have cussed
me.
So me
cussing is not.
You, but you don't
me
curse me.
Cussing
and
is
you know
not
that.
A bad thing because okay. If, I can see if I was one that never cursed and then you hear a cusser, like, oh, shoot, he's upset.
You don't but curse when you talk to me. And you
I talk
you
all
don't.
The time when I'm cussing
no,
talking
you
to you.
No, you don't.
Okay.
We done been together for 20 years, and the only times you have cussed when you are talking directly to me, not saying what somebody else said, not saying some shit that's funny, we laughing, talking. When you are talking to me, that's why I don't say nothing to your motherfucking ass. You have never said that to me. Like, you talk to me like that, that's when we are supposed to be mad with each other. That's been very few times in our whole relationship. So, yes, you must have wanted to be mad about some other shit.
I was not.
If you got
to, I really wasn't.
You
just
can't go from zero because
you went, you got
about nothing.
If you saw what you did,
it doesn't matter. I
you
did not
snapped
curse
on
you,
me first,
but I did not curse.
Then you,
you
slammed the shit
I'm
on the
not
ground.
I'm agree with you.
I mean, okay, that's fine. We could just agree to disagree.
It's nothing to disagree about. It's the
it
fact
is.
That you cursed me, and that's facts. It ain't nothing
but
to disagree. You can't disagree what had been said, nigga.
So,
it, the shit was
so
said.
So you excusing what you did?
What I said was, I hear you.
Then
so,
you slammed the leash
and
stuff
it doesn't
on the
matter. The shit didn't hit you. The shit was
doesn't
thrown
matter.
At you.
You didn't have to act like that. That's what. That's
okay.
The problem.
Okay. But you didn't have to curse me either. And you have yet to
I
apologize.
I didn't cuss you until you acted up.
Okay. Like I said, you a fuck boy for that.
I'm
and,
a fuck boy.
Yeah.
Oh,
because
okay.
If you can stand 10 toes down and say that you can cuss your wife out.
I didn't
cuss
you out.
About some bullshit. About
all
some
I said,
bullshit about you walking a dog. Which shouldn't have been my responsibility if you knew that I had to go and drive somebody to the damn school.
Again, I was in a good mood. You
so
took
that
it
mean
there.
It would have been a better mood if you would have went ahead and took the dog out.
I was trying to do that. Okay. But anyway, let's go ahead. I'm a fuck boy. Remember that.
I said you a fuck boy for doing that shit and sitting here saying like you didn't
boy.
Do anything wrong. As a grown ass man, you don't think it was nothing wrong with
again.
You. I didn't come at you cussing you out.
You
ain't
did.
Had no business cussing me, period.
Okay.
And you know that. Like, I didn't say one curse word to you. I said, I hear you. Okay, whatever I said. And I put the thing down. I dropped it on the floor. I didn't throw it at you. I didn't curse at you. But you curse me. And you don't seem nothing wrong with it. So, moving forward.
Okay.
That's just what it is.
All right. We'll move forward. BMF happened. How'd you feel about the show this week?
It was all right.
That's it? It was all right?
I said what I said. Did you want to elaborate on something?
I mean, I'm asking you to elaborate. I mean, cause we have a show to do here. I mean,
you can fill it in if you that much of a professional. I said it was all right. I mean, if nothing major really happened except for the same crazy man Lamar or whatever his name is trying to get back at these people, get back at the brothers. So, I mean, they still chasing each other around, doing stupid shit,
playing the dance, doing the dance. Lamar ended up killing his little right hand man. He started singing that song. I forgot what the name of the song was.
But, it was dumb and sick.
But Lamar went and played. He killed his homeboy. And left the body at, I think, the 12th Street Boys.
In somebody's house, which I don't understand how they have so much access to each other's property.
I mean, you can break in. It's the 80s. You can break into anybody's house.
I just don't feel like nobody should even want to break into everybody's places.
Hey, man, it's the 80s, man. It's a wild place. So Terry and Meech, they got a problem now because the little underling, I can't think of his name, the one that shot J-Mo, the one Katie, she's having sex with him. She got his head all messed up. He talk about leaving Meech and them, doing their own thing. So he better be careful because he don't know she wrapped up with Lamar. And that's all finna blow up soon because it can't keep running around like that. So Katie, she's on death watch. And old boy now, since he didn't pick sides. Meech told Terry to give him a brick, but Terry gave him a brick on at a good price. And you know what I'm saying? You know, because, you know, Terry wanted to show, you know, submit, show him that he's still the top dog or their top dogs. Y'all ain't on the same level. You know what I'm saying? So that happened. And the cop, did the cop do anything? He went and hollered at somebody. Who was the cop go talk to? He told him he was stupid. Oh, Lamar. He was talking to Lamar. He basically told Lamar, like, look, nigga, your shit, this shit finna come to an end, nigga. Like, niggas know you doing this shit. They know you out here in these streets. So, you know. But as far as the parents, did dad do anything this time? He was just
trying to get the money from the people, and they said it was too late.
Yeah. Speaking of that, they rescinded the offer. They're like, nigga, now you get nothing. So he get mad at the lawyer, and the lawyer told him, like, we ain't got nothing else to talk from here about, nigga. Like,
and then he got crunk with the lady, and the lady said that she was not going to work for them anymore. So he done lost everything. They ain't getting no check. They ain't got no lawyer. So that's probably not going to wind up, you know, materializing. Nothing.
So now he going to really go hard in these streets, nigga, with his fucked up ass eye. So, yeah, man. So that was all for being, man. I feel like I said, another filler episode. Nothing too great happened. I can't remember this. I'm not recalling this jumping out at me because it's the same old song and dance. They chasing around looking for Lamar. Lamar looking for them.
Sister got her first kiss. I guess it was her first kiss.
Did the dude get killed? Lamar kills the boyfriend. Yeah. So yeah, and they told her nigga, you know, because she was trying to dip and dodge from the security detail. Yep.
And then y'all ran off, and the poor little boy got killed. And I think he supposed to been somebody at the church, child.
I think so because he was bringing up the Lord and every time like that. You know, he used that game to get her and shit. Like, yeah, I think the Lord told us. I said, ooh, shit, boy. It always hurts. I told you, every time they having the best day ever on shows, man, they going to die, bro. TV shows got a way of doing it to you.
Life got a way of doing it to you, too.
Yeah, you having the best day ever, and next thing you know, bam, they get you. So, yeah, that was BMF this week. Check it out. I think it's Sunday on Stars. The other show we watched this week was, did we watch? No, we ain't watched the Wonder Years either.
Yes, we did, nigga.
We did?
Yes.
Oh, what was Wonder Years about this week? Oh, the camping trip.
Yeah.
That's right. Buddy wanted to join, one of his friends was a Boy Scout. One of Dean's friends was a Boy Scout. And so he wanted to join their troop. And his daddy, being the nigga that he was in 1968, said,
You can't join the white people troop, nigga.
Like, you know what I'm saying? So
already bad shit was called a Dixie something. Shit.
The Dixie Cubs or some shit like that. Dixie Scout or something like that.
Like, what the fuck y'all want to be a part of that?
Yeah. Bro? So Dean talked his daddy into resurrecting the black troop. And you know, he got all the kids there and they were supposed to, you know, at first, you know, to get their badges and shit, he had them just cleaning up shit around the house and shit. And then one of the dads came through and was like, look, man, these boys need to go on the camping trip, you know. So he revealed that he was an Eagle Scout. And so it was just basically a pissing contest between the dads to see who could do the coolest shit.
And Dean dad ain't know nothing about it. He's a musician. He ain't need to be out there in the woods.
Yeah, exactly. So they wanted to go swimming and they, you know, he was looking at the map. He had them walking the wrong way. And the other kid's parent, you know, he had a coach something they called. I can't remember his last name.
Yeah, he's also a coach, but yeah.
Yeah, so he was like, we need to be going this way. So all the kids followed them. They got to the pool. And by the time Dean and his son found the lake, they were getting out of the lake. And so Dean got mad, screamed on Pops, and, you know.
Told the man, basically, he wasn't shit sucked. as it pertained to the camping life.
Yeah.
But, you know, your daddy only did it because your punk ass wanted to do
that. Yeah, he didn't want to do the shit. You talked him into doing this.
Now you talking shit to the man.
Yeah, so, you know, but basically.
Never satisfied.
Yeah, you know. Basically, you know, old boy talked to him and told him, like, look, man, your dad, you know, he out here doing this for you, so you need to be a little more appreciative, yada, yada, yada. And that was basically the gist of the episode. Dad and son bonding. It was a pretty cool episode, like I said. I can dig it. It was all right. And your boy from, he used to be on, what's the show with Tracy Morgan? The Last OG. He cousin Bobby. He his cousin.
The coach?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, he played an ignorant nigga. So, yeah. So, we didn't get a chance to watch Insecure, so we'll catch up with on that. But I did read an article. People, the president or the CEO or whatever, the head person of the AKA people, said they are looking into this matter because they didn't have approval.
They did not.
To use the stuff. So, this is not over.
But it's going to be dealt with in a decent manner because we do things in decent and in order. But, you know.
I mean, you know.
It ain't going to be no real shaking down. But people have to have respect for things. And this ain't a brand like Coca-Cola. This ain't some shit you could just go and pick. I mean, you can go and pick it up. But it's the understanding that you wouldn't pick it up and wear it unless you were a member. Mm. It ain't that, you know what I'm saying, yeah. You have the rights to these things. Because they are sold, and then why they ask you for your membership card. That's the thing. I mean, because it's just kind of disrespectful, especially when you're black. Mm. And y'all claim y'all do research for these shows. You don't think that that's offensive? Like, I thought the person who was playing it might have been a member of somebody, at least somebody's Greek organization.
Tiffany Dubois is a member of the AKAs.
Who is Tiffany Dubois? Is that the lady who actually...
No, that's the character's name.
She's not a member because they don't have her name on any AKA role.
Ooh. See, that's all y'all need to do. Circumvent the system. Put Tiffany Dubois on that role thing and y'all be okay. So just pay a little money.
It's not y'all going to be okay.
Yeah. If you pay a little money.
The people at Insecure going to be okay.
Yeah.
But that's not a real person.
Y'all give honorary. I mean, they give
that's
honorary things.
That's not a real person.
Out. I'm just saying
you could have possibly had some kind of negotiation going on had you handled it on the front end and nobody had to come back to you after you just, you know, violated tradition and everything else. So it's just the simple fact of the matter is that you got to have respect. And that's not just for Greek paraphernalia. That's respect for people, period. Side eye.
Exactly. Ooh. Well, time for Queen Jern's favorite time of the show. It's Bad Black Cinema. Bad Black Cinema, or the BBCs we like to call it around here, is when me and Queen Jern take situations suggested by you, the listener, or sometimes I make them up. And we sit here and we act them out. Now, before we get into this, let me let y'all know, we are not classically trained actors. We did not study at Juilliard. We did not take acting classes. We weren't even in a drama club. But every week we come here and we do an improv for you guys. And this week is no different. This week the situation is this. Woman finds condom in her man's laundry. Setting the scene, Queen Jern. You got a man. He was out late last night. Maybe a couple nights ago he was out late. It's laundry day. He's sitting there asleep. He in the couch, stinking ass feet. She's sitting there doing laundry. Going through his clothes. A condom fall out. You ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go. Action!
Now, what is this here? Hey, look at here.
What?
What is this?
What is what?
What I got in my hand. What is this? You know where it's come from because it's in your pocket.
What is that? That's like a condom. What is you doing with that?
What are you doing
what
with
you
it?
You trying to do something? I mean, what's that?
Nigga, we don't use no condoms.
Well, why you got a condom?
When the last time we had to use a condom over here?
I don't know, but what you got one there for? What you trying
to do? It came out your pocket.
What pocket?
Your pants pocket.
I don't.
Now you don't wear pants?
I wear pants every day. Yeah, ain't nothing in there but my work pants.
Okay, so you fucking at the job.
Why would I be doing that? I'm working.
Okay, you have a condom in your pocket.
Come on now. Why would I have a condom? That makes no sense.
Well, it don't make no sense to me because the shit look like it's too small for you. So therefore, is so it for your boyfriend or is it yours?
So you know it's not mine then.
But you walking around here with a condom on.
That's not, I don't, man, somebody must have put that in my pocket.
You tell a lie. Come on, you tell a lie. Anywhere in this world, somebody going around putting condoms in people's pockets. Nobody putting nothing in nobody's pocket. You better ask somebody to put some damn money in your pocket.
It might be your son, man. You know,
it ain't my son. He ain't wearing your shit.
You know your son don't like me, man. He might be trying to sabotage me, man.
No, my son don't have that kind of time. He don't even like your ass.
Yeah, exactly. That's my whole point. He don't like me.
He don't want to be around you.
So he's trying to, exactly. He don't want to be close enough to you to put that in your pocket. You know what I'm saying? He don't like that, you know, I guess the way you and your husband broke up.
You a liar.
I don't know what's going on with him, but he might be trying to get you to.
I could have been with my husband for all of this. What is you doing?
That's a, you need to go talk to your son about this, because I don't.
My
even,
son ain't got.
He
nothing
got
to do
something
with
to do with this. I promise you, he
them
do.
Lies.
That little nigga don't like lies. Me. You know what I'm saying? Ever since
I don't I said, like you either. If you around here I mean, fucking other people,
I mean, I'm not. That's what I said. Ever since I said I ain't proof of his lifestyle, he getting all upset. I'm trying to tell you, that's your son behind this. Yeah. This ain't got nothing to do with
it
me.
It got a
man.
Lot to do with you.
I
it's
mean,
in
dang,
your pocket.
I go to work. I'm trying to tell you. So it's not possible. He could have came in our room and put it in
not.
There. Oh, so our
it's
room ain't locked all day long.
It's not.
Our room ain't locked at all.
He don't think about you enough to put
that's,
nothing in
yeah,
your pocket.
Yeah, he do. That's
the
point.
That's some shit you doing.
The nigga be sitting up in my motherfucking house. He disrespectful as fuck. He ain't got no
he
job.
He ain't disrespectful.
He oh, well,
you
see,
disrespectful.
He don't talk. Do he talk shit around you? No. But when you ain't here, the nigga talking what? Shit.
Example.
And I'm trying to tell you.
Example.
Example what? Like the other day, I asked him to keep the damn grass cut. I asked him, he talking shit. I asked him to keep to take trash out. He talking shit. How this
okay.
nigga gonna live
well,
here?
What do you gotta do?
The nigga live here. He need to help out. He ain't got no fucking job. He should be doing something now.
He
the nigga right
together.
Now up in his motherfucking room on the phone. That's all the
okay,
nigga do.
He probably talking to somebody on an interview.
And then now, interview my ass. Nigga talking about he gonna start a podcast. What the fuck?
Hey, he trying to. See,
but look,
he looking up to you.
Getting back to where we started from. The motherfucker put the shit in there. I don't have
that's
no need for that shit.
You a liar.
Okay, well,
you
we'll
a liar.
See. Go ask your little punk ass son.
Oh,
I bet you it'll be
no,
him.
No, no, no. Don't come for my child.
Cut. Bad Black Cinema, y'all. If y'all like that, y'all can suggest some more topics and we'll talk about them. I was going about 10 minutes on that one. I was like, oh shit, we still going. Well, it's time to read some rap lyrics. Queen Germ, show turn to read these rap lyrics. And what we do around here, when we read these rap lyrics, we read them in our office voice, our professional voice. You know, that voice, you know, somebody calling from a strange number. We change it up, that code switcher voice. Yeah, we use that voice. And this time's no different. But to read some rap lyrics, you ready, Queen Germ?
I guess.
Buckle up your seatbelts. Let's go.
Sasquatch, Godzilla, King Kong, Loch Ness, Goblin, Ghoul, a zombie with no conscience. Question, what do these things all have in common? Everybody knows I'm a motherfucking monster. Conquer, stomp ya, stop your silly nonsense. Nonsense, none of you niggas know where the swamp is. None of you niggas have seen the carnage that I've seen. I still hear fiends scream in my dreams. Murder, murder in black convertibles. I kill a block, I murder the avenues. I rape and pillage your village, women and children. Everybody want to know what my Achilles heel is. Love, I don't get enough of it. All I get is these vampires and bloodsuckers. All I see is these niggas I made millionaires milling around, spilling their feelings in the air. All I see is these fake fucks with no fangs trying to draw blood from my ice cold veins. I smell a massacre. Seems to be the only way to back you bastards up.
Woo! Queen Germ came with it. You got an idea who that was?
I know. My who? Daughter's favorite artist.
Who?
Nicki Minaj.
Wrong.
Really? I thought that was it. Said something about monsters.
That's from the song Monster that she's
on. But that
on.
Ain't her verse.
It's not her verse.
Okay, well, it's a song she on. That's the only thing I could tell you.
But anyway.
That's a nigga?
Yeah, it's Jay-Z.
Oh, okay.
That was Sean Corey Carter with his verse from Monster. Weak as fuck. Nigga came out talking about some Sasquatch, Godzilla, King Kong, Loch Ness, Goblin, Ghoul, a zombie with no conscience. What the fuck?
They put him on there. They put him on there. What do they all have in common?
Nigga, what?
That's the nigga said he was giving y'all the realness. You like it or not, it's there.
That's why you got out rapped on that song, ho. You had the worst verse on that whole song. The worst verse.
Well, who wrote
easily, huh?
He wrote that?
I hope he wrote that. I hope Blue wrote that shit.
Don't do that.
And she ain't even old enough to write that shit. So, yeah. Next week.
It'll be back on you.
We'll be back on me. We have some old bullshit for y'all next week.
Always bullshit.
What's HBCU confessional time, man? HBCU confessionals. When I go to the confessional, Twitter, grab a tweet, show them the Queen Germ. This one goes a little something like this. My boyfriend is embarrassed to post the pictures we took together because he said his homies would clown him. Sad face emoji. Howard. Now, listen. How you feel about that, Queen Germ?
That ain't your girl. That ain't your boyfriend. Anybody, I mean, are y'all creeping? Because if y'all ain't creeping, ain't no reason why we can't take no pictures and post them nowhere.
Maybe he shames easily, and he don't think they were good pictures. Like, he didn't like his angles in the picture.
Niggas don't care about angles.
Maybe he didn't get his good angles, and so he's upset about that, and he want to get a good angle.
Ain't no angle about the business. The nigga say he don't want you posting no pictures because he got a girlfriend. He don't want to tell you he got a girlfriend. You not the girlfriend, boo.
Well, maybe the pictures that she took, she was dressed like a little scantily clad.
It don't matter because you was playing with me with them same clothes on. You was talking to me with them same clothes on. You was taking me home with them same clothes on. So we good. Yeah. So it ain't got nothing to do with that. It all has to do with the fact that you is not his main. That's all it mean. Like, if me and a nigga can't hang out in the streets together, you already know what that is. Like, why are we ducked off somewhere? Because we can't be seen together. Because you are not the person I'm supposed to be with.
I just can't be out in the sun, you know what I'm saying? Because
vitiligo?
Yeah, man, my skin be sunburn. Like, I guess I sunburn real easy, so I'd rather sit in this dark corner of this restaurant, you know what I'm saying? On the other side of town and shit.
Yeah, or get takeout.
Yeah.
And eat it in the park.
Yeah. No, romantic. Not at the park. No, we just go somewhere else, private, you know what I'm saying? Like, nobody can see us.
Okay, whatever.
You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, my skin, man, you know.
Your skin.
And then I got anxiety issues around people. I don't like being around too many people I don't know.
But you got 7 children.
I mean, I just, you know, I don't know. What do you mean, 7 kids?
I'm just saying, like, if you a nigga got a whole bunch of children, you can't tell me that you don't like to be around people because you fucking somebody. And you got kids from people. Yeah, I got, so, you
know, all by the same woman.
Probably not.
And we ain't together no more. I mean, probably we ain't together, but we live together, but we ain't together.
And that's the thing. Because what's going on in them type of situations is somebody with somebody they ain't supposed to be with, or they don't want nobody to know that they're with.
You know what I'm saying? We roommates and shit.
Yeah, no.
Our kids just so happen to live there.
Yeah, no. Y'all are family. So enjoy that shit. I ain't even finna play with you. It ain't necessary. But that ain't your boyfriend. So just keep it moving, baby. Find you somebody else. If you like him enough to play with him every now and then, do that. But that ain't your nigga. That ain't your nigga. We gonna post some pictures. We ain't got to post every day. Because some of y'all get on my nerves with that shit. But we definitely going to have one out there.
Man, that's what's up. It's time to keep it 100, Queen Germ. Do you have a keep it 100?
Yes, my keep it 100 is keeping in the spirit of the holiday. It's now November. Y'all need to start shopping for this shit. Whether it's the food you supposed to have on the menu. Don't be getting too much stuff too early. Because some of y'all talking about y'all cooking shit already for Thanksgiving. You're getting out of line. But you can start your Christmas shopping, getting your list together, figuring out what you're going to have or whatever. Try to be, you know, proactive. Because some people wait till the last minute, ain't shit in there. Nobody wants the little throwaway type gifts.
100.
So if you're going to do some shit, you do heard some me. Shit.
Nobody.
Yeah. Salsa. Since you think that it was a thoughtless gift, but it was not thoughtless, nor was it cheap. So we going to deal with that just like we going to deal with the fact that you ain't going to apologize. So move on forward. That's what you got to cheap. Fucking do. It was not.
You should have never bought it. That's all I'm saying.
It was not. Therefore, moving forward. Hey. What you got for your keep it 100?
My keep 100 go a little something like this, man. Be mindful of who you get advice from. Sometimes people you get advice from, they sound good, their intentions may be good, but the advice ain't good.
100.
You know, so just be careful who you get advice from. Be mindful. That's all. Straight to the point. Win or lose the time, Queen Jerm, got any winners?
Yes, and my winners this week happen to be the number one nationally ranked football, college football team, the Georgia Bulldogs.
Winner!
As they stomped on you motherfuckers in the swamp on last Saturday, turning up the final scoreboard 34-7. Yes, we out here. So we definitely winners in comparison to everybody else on the charts. We winners. Niggas ain't shit over there.
You're gonna choke.
And it ain't gonna happen. It ain't gonna happen. And then we hear next week, I'm gonna be talking that shit. Next week, I'm gonna be still talking that shit. Yeah. So you
just
gonna
keep
see
talking that shit, and when y'all lose,
it don't matter.
That
we,
show gonna be motherfucking epic.
We didn't lose last weekend, Halloween weekend, when y'all was worried about blackface. Your motherfucker should have been worried about some defense, catching a ball, scoring some damn points, but you didn't. So don't worry about it. But we number one, so therefore, Georgia Bulldogs winners this week.
For now. I can't wait to
this
come
week.
In. I can't wait to come in here and next laugh at week. Your ass. Laugh, laugh, laugh. Because remember,
do what you do.
He who laughed last, laughed the loudest.
Whatever. It don't even matter because we laughing now.
Yeah, keep laughing now. My winner is this man. He waved down a Louisiana officer just to slap him in the face.
Winner.
Now listen, this nigga gets the nigga award of the year. Excuse me. I'm talking about a hell of a nigga award. So this is in Monroe, Louisiana. A Louisiana man has been accused of slapping a police officer unprovoked. Police officer said he was driving by when Troy Davis waved him down. The officer wrote in an arrest report that Davis approached the driver's side window of the car and said, "What's up, man?" Then he slapped the officer in the face. According to the report, Davis said, "Fuck the police," as he began walking away. Davis was promptly arrested and booked on a felony charge of battery of a police officer. So, you are my winner.
He ain't winning then.
You are my winner. Because, nigga, hey, I don't know what, hey, I don't know what kind of day you was having. You waved the nigga down. And you said, "Sir, come here. Hey, what's up, man? Huh?" Fah! And you lit his ass up. You my winner, sir.
Stupid niggas.
You're my winner. You got any lose, Queen Jerm?
Yes. While in Wendy's today trying to get my child a little snack, I noticed somebody sucking their thumb.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something else.
It wasn't a child. So I got to say, anybody, any grown person who's still sucking their motherfucking thumb, you got to be a loser.
Loser. Mm.
Like, you ain't got shit going on with your life. You just can't. Like, that's a habit that you cannot continue to have as an adult. Like, a grown-ass person. And I'm talking about you got the sour thumb. Like, the sour thumb, with the nail is wavy. And the shit look like it's all ate up. Like, you done been doing this since you've been here? Mm. That's just not okay. So, go to some kind of rehab facility or whatever to help them to give you some tools, the coping mechanisms, so that you don't have to stick your thumb back in your mouth. Because grown people don't have any business sucking their thumb. Find something else to do.
You're nasty.
Very much so. And we in the COVID. We still sucking in the panorama. Like, and y'all sucking your thumb.
I don't understand how people get hooked on that shit. That shit weird as fuck. Like, Jesus
it's
Christ.
Hereditary, I think. I really do. It's something because it's something weird. That, you know, it's a coping mechanism. You triggered by something.
Yeah.
And therefore you do that to calm yourself.
You got a bridge in your mouth now.
But I'm just like, when I look down at the hand, the skin, you know what I'm saying? You see the skin and it's all, feel like it's thin because it's oversaturated. It'd be like you got your finger sitting in your mouth all day long. That's just gross. Yes, and that same finger you gonna stick on the door handle.
Yeah.
I mean, hopefully
sometimes
you not.
Sometimes
hopefully
they protect
not.
It.
Yeah,
they do.
They
protect that thumb.
It.
Like, they like, like,
they
you ain't gonna get that, though. This is my baby. This is my baby right here. Like, I don't touch nothing, though. Give me, they had that thing.
Yeah, but that shit was nasty today. And I'm just like, then the nigga was in there just talking. It was a grown man now. It's a man. Mm. And you was in there talking to some people. And then when you finish, you just slid it on in there like a little baby. And I was just like, oh my God, that is so gross. Mm. It was nasty. So grown people.
Don't suck your fucking
thumb. Don't suck
thumb.
Your thumb.
People just stop sucking your thumb, even if you're a baby. My loser is the Orange County Public Schools.
Loser.
Orange County Public Schools in Florida. They're my loser because a Florida mom is suing the school district after she said she was banned from volunteering due to her OnlyFans page. Schools in Central Florida told a woman she's no longer welcome to volunteer at her children's elementary school after another parent found her page on an adults only website featuring explicit photos and videos.
Karen.
So somebody's husband got caught looking at somebody else and then
don't do that.
That's what happened. That's the only reason, because another parent seen it, because her husband was watching. Somebody told him that, oh, you know, such and such mom got an OnlyFans. Who? Such and such mom, you know, the blonde to be here volunteering all the time. Yeah, And so he got caught. You know what I'm saying? The wife caught him, so he had to come clean and tell who it was. And so you know how they be getting messy at them school boards. Somebody told on her. That's all that happened. So basically, she's suing the school district for $1 million after she told, after they told her she couldn't volunteer no more.
So she just want a check.
Yeah. She said she's been volunteering for 5 years. She's in the addition volunteer program, doing everything from helping students with their assignments to organizing class parties. She said, everything I devoted myself to was ripped out of my hands with no proper reason.
I mean, you a hoe. The people don't want you around their kids. They don't want you around their husbands. They want you out of there.
Yeah, that's all there is around her husband. She ain't got no problem or nothing, like no criminal record. She passed all the background checks.
I wouldn't have around mine either.
She dresses appropriately when she at the school. I mean, I don't see the problem.
I bet you don't.
You ain't see a parent who heard about her dismissal refer her to the law firm. Yeah.
You don't care.
Other parents have reached out to show support.
They might be, subscribers to her OnlyFans.
Damn. So, yeah. So, you know what's up, man? Free. Get that girl that money, man. Fuck that.
Ain't nobody giving nobody no money. Give her that money. Make that money out there on the OnlyFans. See how fast you get to a millionaire.
Shoot. Ain't your problem. Somebody else seen that shit.
It is her problem. Hey. That's the drawbacks of your job, your line of work. It'll fuck you up in any kind of way.
Damn, that's fucked up. Queen Jern, it's that time of the show. Why ask you, do you have any shout-outs?
And you know I do. I want to shout out Pam and the fam, the Johnson Five, the Lunch Crew, the Front Porch, and my girl KY No Jelly, and anybody that's representing the 912. That's Savannah, Georgia, y'all. I represent my city, nigga.
Shout outs go a little something like this. Shout out to Be Easy, Saw Right, GQ Blue, Short T.
Short T.
Ruler Myself, Rick James, bitch. My nigga RT3, my nigga J Will, Texas T, CG24. Light skinned Kanye, Drew from DC, Gerard from Boston, Pepe J from B More, Steph from B More, Dragon Lady, Amazing AP, Sleazy the Black Farmer. Who else? We got my nigga 12 Cal, the good brother 12 Cal, the 12 Cal podcast. We got the Eclectic and the Eclectic Discussion podcast. Shout out to both of them brothers. Go check them out. Always doing dope things. You got Dr. Brace of everybody, Dr. Brace of Network. Got that disrespectful motherfucker MJ. Got Dr. Cam. And of course, long live K Law the truck driver. You got Corey Dos Equis, Power Lunch Hour Podcast. Another dope show. Go check them out. You got Pork and Big L over at the Cool Out Corner. Shout out to them. Who else we got? Shout out to the Glenn and Her Podcast, Uncle Dolomite Too Much Game Podcast. Shout out to Big Smash, Bet the House. Shout out to Mind Triggers Podcast. Shout out to the Diamond Lounge and any other podcast to fuck with us, man. Shout out to y'all. Everybody over that site to fuck with the kid. Papa Dash, Daughter Dash, and No Man Gang in the building. Shout out. My nigga Dom, G. Anybody else to fuck with us the long way, the short way, no way at all. Shout out to y'all. Man, another show in the books, Queen Germs. Time to rate that motherfucker. Time to rate that show. What do you give it?
The fact that I had to go through all of what I went through to be here tonight, to look you in your face. They said I wouldn't
make it.
And still have to stomach this whole ordeal.
They say I never amount to anything.
I think I did well. Georgia pulling it out, still number one. I'm going to have to go with a 9.
I'm on my way. And I keep going
keep
on.
Keep your day job, sir.
Each day, yeah, yeah. Since it's now the date is 11/2, I'm going to give my show a 1.12 because we are now in November. No Nut November, fellas. Don't forget, stay strong. No Nut November is upon us. No nuts, guys. You mean you can't jack off, you can't do anything. Can't do nothing.
And what you going to get out of that? What are you hoping to accomplish?
Destroy Dick December. That's when you just you refrain from it for this month, and then you go ham next month.
Yeah, no.
And then you have a baby in 9 months. See, that's what's going to fucking happen. So, yeah.
Not over
1.12 is my number.
All right.
All right. So, if I did the ratings, you did your rating, I did mine.
Tell the people.
It's time to tell the people that don't forget to rate. Subscribe, download the Frocast. Don't forget about our voicemail at 347-201-2572. Don't forget about our Patreon if you join for as little as a dollar. And don't forget to buy a motherfucking shirt, bitch. It's that simple. So, on behalf of all the office workers we got in the office out here, everybody at the Nappy Afro Studios, I'm your boy King Germ.
And it's your girl Queen Germ.
And this is the Frocast, and we out this bitch, man. Peace.
Peace.
This is the end of the show. Feel free to visit nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss.
Nappyafro.com